Okay, started, Joanna. Nice to meet you. About your product, this coffee. Can you share about your case of main idea of cafe dialect?
Our main idea is about the taste.
Yeah, the taste.
So this coffee is called Machu Picchu, and it comes from a region in Peru, in the south of Peru. And the distinctive taste is a strong chocolate flavor. So we can find milk chocolate. We can also find cocoa on the finish. And it has a very smooth body and a very lasting finish. So this is a rich, strong coffee, which is suitable for any time of day. And I love it on its own, but if you want to add milk, it's also strong enough to be able to hold milk. So it tastes very very chocolatey and nutty as well.
Thank you, Joanna. Next question. About is your coffee, can you share about your special technique when you're making coffee?
So when we prepare the coffee, we're using today a cafetiere, also known as a plunger, and we use the 1 liter cafetieres, and you put 4 heaped dessert spoons of coffee into the cafetiere, and then pour the water over the top. And the water must not be boiling. It must have, you boil the coffee and then leave it for a few minutes so that it cools slightly. And then pour the coffee over the coffee grounds, making sure that you cover all of the coffee grounds. And then you leave the coffee again for a few minutes. Ideally, you leave it for 4 minutes, but it does not have to be exact. And then you push the plunger down to the bottom, and the coffee is ready to be enjoyed in your home.
Thank you, Joanna. About next question. Coffee in Thailand, what is your hopefully and your planning about market share?
Yeah, so we are currently stocked in a number of the stores here in Thailand. So we are in Gourmet Market and Villa Market and many of the shops here already. And you can find our Machu Picchu in almost all the high-end stores. So it's very easy to find our coffee. We are selling well, and we hope to continue to increase our market share in the future.
Thank you, Joanna. About in another country, in Asia, what is your interest for your planning or grand opening new bus?
So we also sell our coffee in Singapore and also Hong Kong. And also in Singapore, we have started to sell our coffee in some cafes as well. Here we are just selling at the moment in shops, in supermarkets. So at the moment, we only sell for use at home, but we hope in the future to also sell to cafes and restaurants so that they can serve our coffee as well.
Thank you, Joanna. And next question, about your working, what is the next step about of your working next to Thailand in this coffee work?
So we have been at the moment on a trip, and we have visited Singapore and Hong Kong and now Thailand, and Thailand has been our last stop on our tour of Asia. Today is our last event here, and then tomorrow we will go back to England.
And next question, who would you work with in the future, celebrity or businessman or another?
To promote our coffee, you mean? That is a very good question, and I think we have a lot of ideas, but perhaps they will be secret for now, and then we hope to be able to return with some new ideas and maybe a new celebrity in the future.
Thank you. And next question, This is your first time come to Thailand.
I came once a very long time ago, more than 10 years ago. I am very happy to have the chance to come back again and spend some time here and understand a little bit about Thai culture.
And in this year, what is your interesting about your study in Thailand style, food or lifestyle or everything? Please tell me, and can you share about everyone?
In Thailand?
In Thailand.
Oh, it's very interesting for me, yeah. I'm very interested in seeing how people are very fashionable here. It's really interesting to see how the girls dress differently here to in London, and see how people are using fashion and clothes to express themselves. And in terms of lifestyle, it's been very exciting for us to see the coffee culture and see how people are enjoying drinking coffee in coffee chains in the malls, and that's been very interesting. And also just to understand about what people like to do and how they spend their time, as well as enjoying your great food. We've been eating very well here. We've been eating all kinds of food in restaurants and also from market stalls. We've been very spoiled here. We've been very lucky.
And last one, please say something for Thai people about your product, and please say something for your Cafe Direct fans.
So, for any fans that we have, thank you for choosing us. We take a lot of pride in our product, and just to really explain what that means is we talk about smallholder farmers and buying from smallholder farms directly through long-term relationships and returned investments of profits. And what that really means is that you can taste the good quality, and you can taste all the effort that the farmers put into growing that coffee when you drink the product. So this product, our Machu Picchu coffee, is one of our top sellers in the UK, and we really hope it will become a top seller here in Thailand as well. And I love it, and I just hope that you love it too. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna, for making interview with VarietyNewsOnline.com.